Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saand tussen 6 en 7.
Gister was 'n groot dag in Eskom en Suid-Afrika se lewe want dit was die 300ste agtereenvolgende dag waar daar geen beerdkrag was nie. Nou dit is basies 9 maande waar ons ligte aangebly het en ons het laas in Maart 2024 beerdkrag ervaar en dit is ook die langste beerdkraglose tydperk sedert 2018. Nou, dit lyk ook of daar in die toekoms bitter min beerdkrag gaan wees, ten minste as daar nie 'n groot krisis is nie. En verskeie instansies het ook vandag verklaringe uitgereik wat Eskom se pogings prys en sê dit kan regtig tot ekonomiese groei bydra. Die Minerale Raad was een van hulle en hulle het gesê hulle verwag ekonomiese groei van tot 2% van jaar. Chris Helland is 'n energiespesialis, hy is ook 'n joernalis. Chris, baie welkom by die program. What do you think of Eskom's ability to keep the lights on for 300 days?
Well, I think it's impressive, and I think we should give credit where credit is due, and we should also give credit to the non-Eskom activities that are also helping to keep the lights on. That is the business sector and the private sector, you know, the Minister of Electricity and Energy, even the President. I think, you know, credit to where credit is due all around. Eskom have played a big role. The performance of this plant has very significantly improved. There's still room for further improvement, and they're working on it. And I think this augurs well going forward that we can bring an end to load shedding. You know, I said 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, about 2.5 years ago, I said if we do, and I mean South Africa, if South Africa does the right thing, we can end load shedding in 2 years. And we have. It's been a concerted effort, and we've just got to do the right thing, not just for 2 years, but always. We've got to do the right thing always. And there is no reason why South Africa should be experiencing load shedding. In fact, there are very, very few countries in the world that have experienced the kind of load shedding stage 8 that South Africa experienced, and we should not be one of those few countries. We have got human resources, we've got natural energy resources, and we've got a lot of innovation, and there's no reason why we can't solve this problem the way other countries have.
I saw on social media today many commentators saying, listen, the private sector is generating its own electricity. We've seen many, many households and businesses installing solar systems, and this reduced the demand for Eskom electricity or Eskom-generated electricity. Do you think that's fair comment, or that Eskom itself implement or shown some efficiency improvements?
I think it's both. There's no doubt that Eskom's plant performance has improved. I track the energy availability factor, the unplanned outage statistics, the planned outage statistics on a week-by-week basis. I publish them on social media and in various platforms. And the data speaks for itself. There's been a significant improvement, a sustained improvement over the last year, and it's hopefully going to continue this year. I do expect it to continue. And so that has played, you know, Eskom has played a role. But there's also absolutely no doubt, you know, that the significantly increased generation by residential, commercial, industrial, mining customers have all, you know, added to increased energy security through reducing the burden on Eskom and generating power into the grid, either to Eskom itself through the Renewable Energy IPP program and Risk Mitigation IPP program, as well as wheeling of power from generators across the grid to off-takers, as well as what we call behind-the-meter generation or self-generation on the customer's premises. All of it's helped.
Yeah, and I think that's an international trend as well, where the risk factor of one or two generation companies have been mitigated by the self-generation companies and households installing their own solutions. But I think, you know, Eskom has also has other challenges. The availability of electricity, I think, is close to being put to bed. But now the focus should turn to the affordability of electricity and to limit the amount of electricity that is stolen.
Absolutely. So, I mean, let's just stick with the Eskom's issues. And that is, I mean, there are three pillars of sustainability, really. And that is financial sustainability, operational sustainability, and environmental sustainability. Now, on the operational side, there's been a big improvement. But, you know, Eskom's financial performance is not good. But there is a positive outlook for next year. Eskom are saying they're going to turn a profit next year. Look, a lot of this, you know, hinges on, you know, rapidly increasing price of electricity, which, you know, if you're a monopoly, it's easy. You just, you know, you can put up your prices. You cry to the regulator, and hopefully the regulator hears your cries. But yeah, there are improved financial, you know, sustainability issues, but it hasn't been realized yet. In fact, this year, as you probably know, Eskom had a massive loss, driven in part by tax issues relating to the unbundling of its transmission network or transmission company, the NTCSA. But you know, beyond Eskom, as they solve the operational issue. Oh, by the way, the environmental issues are still a massive, massive headache for both South Africa and the country that needs to be addressed. But beyond Eskom, you know, other crocodiles are beginning to show their faces as the, you know, as the load shedding issue gets resolved. And that is firstly load reduction, which is switching off of distribution parts of the distribution network caused by overloading, caused by electricity theft. And urbanization, poor planning in the networks. So that's becoming a big issue. And then, as you say, the affordability of electricity has become a huge issue. We're waiting for the regulator's decision on the price increases due on the 1st of April. And yeah, theft and non-payment of electricity are massive issues. Eskom has indicated that hundreds of thousands of prepaid meter customers, you know, do not buy prepaid electricity. They buy it fraudulently from ghost vendors. That's a big issue. And the municipal arrear debt problem, the ability of municipalities to collect money from their customers to pay Eskom, is a huge problem. So a number of major challenges still there in the electricity sector, far from resolved, and a lot of attention needs to be given to those.
Chris, dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Chris Jellin, die energie spesialist en ook 'n joernalis.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.